Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Such a disappointing result last time out. Have you had to do much to try and pick the players up again after the Swansea defeat?
Oh yes, our performance against Swansea was not what we wanted, and we having had many chances to go ahead and win this game, but we said it so many times, we didn't score again, and what then happened? With the first goal we conceded, was totally unacceptable. How we conceded all the goals. It wasn't team tactics, but individual behavior. No willingness to work for the team, to run backwards, and to work defensively as a team. Not everybody, but it seemed that some players gave not their best, and so I could understand all the fans on the stands that they were angry, because we were also very angry because of the performance, and this is not I stand for as a coach. And so we analyzed the game, and also I was absolutely clear in my voice to speak to the team.
How do you go about fixing those kind of problems, though?
Oh, fixing, what does it mean?
Repairing,
Fixing,
fixing.
how do you address those kind of problems to make sure that it doesn't happen again?
Yes, when we I speak so clearly because we can always expect the willingness to defend together as a team. And when you have a watch on the whole season, total conceded goals 74, in the first half of the season 38, so it's not a new problem. And we showed the last few weeks when we stayed together, and this is what I always told, because my approach of to coaching is actually positive and optimistic, and when you're in a relegation battle, it needs calmness and to stay positive. And but sometimes you think some players don't deserve optimistic and positive things, and maybe some more pressure. And this is what we can also expect on the next Saturday, how some players work under pressure, because now there is a lot of pressure, where it's a do or die game on Saturday for sure. For both teams, and but to be honest, football is crazy. It's possible because when we play like the game before, and this was the lineup against Swansea was the same like in Bristol, and we couldn't expect a performance like this. But they showed in Bristol a very good performance, and the willingness to work defensively, and not only to shine in offensively situations, because when you not have maybe the highest quality, but then you need mentality in every game, and not in every second game, in every game. And we didn't have the quality. Yeah, we could take the lead for sure the last game, and I always speak about the referees. It was also a clear red card against the goalkeeper, but Delano, he played further, and then he should pass to Jack Rodoni and not show selfish reaction. Pass the ball, an easy pass, and then we can score a goal. And so we have to concentrate on two games. Football is crazy. It's possible. We need perhaps 6 points, but first we need the next step to win against Birmingham, maybe a team in the same situation like our team. So we prepared the whole week, and the behavior and the concentration was high. So but last week I said the same, and it's then sometimes like a wonder back. I cannot teach passion, heart, and behavior. We have to cross the fingers that we show the same performance like many games, and we had some good games, and then it's possible to win this game. And then we can speak after the game maybe about other things.
How worried are you then that some of your players are not able to handle the pressure?
You have different characters in the team, and they showed in Bristol that they can play under pressure. I don't know exactly why there is such a difference in their performances when it's possible to run and to fight in Bristol. Yeah, in the meeting before the Bristol game, I spoke to the team and I told them there are so many people around the club, around town, and they gave the best that you can show your best performance, and it's on you on the pitch because it's a player's game, and we can prepare everything, we can play, we can prepare the match plan, all the people around can make clear video clips from the media or prepare the food in the kitchen, and they all want to stay in the league, but it's on the players because they stand on the pitch. And it's never a question about mistakes. When Joshko Roma should score the first goal, this is football, it happens. Yeah, and this is not what I criticize. I criticize when we don't run back, when we stop running back, and when we conceded the first two goals. This is unacceptable, and this is not what the fans expect. We can run, we can make mistakes. Yeah, everyone make mistakes. Not to fight for the team and not to fight for all the people around at the club, I cannot accept, and this is not my style of coaching a team.
Those players then who didn't deliver for you last time out, do you give them another opportunity to put it right, or do you draw a line under it and go, no, sorry, you didn't do it last time, somebody else gets a turn?
Yes, I don't want to speak too much about the past. I want to speak about my time here. And but I think everyone knows that it's not a new problem. And chances, yeah, many players got chances. It's always a question also about options and competitions in the team for a long time. We haven't the competition because of many injuries from the past, and now some players are in the training for many weeks, and maybe now they are the solution maybe to start. But you are right, there are many possibilities to start with the team, and we decide maybe on a Saturday morning, and because of our feeling in our stomach.
You told us after the Swansea game that you understood the fans' points of view and that it is hard to keep the faith. It's hard to keep believing in this situation. What would you say to anybody who has serious doubts about Huddersfield Town's chances of survival? Many feel the season has already gone. What would you say to them?
Yeah, the feeling after the last game is totally to admit they are right, because when you see a 0-4 in that way, and we don't speak then about the chances and maybe to take the lead, you lost 0-4, and the last 10-15 minutes they were unacceptable, and I can understand, but I also know that football is crazy. Yeah, you can lose one game and then you can show a totally different performance next week. And this is what maybe we experienced the whole season here in town. They showed in some games the quality, and that they can stay together, and that they work as a team. And when it happens, and I hope to find the right players to fight from the first to the last minute on Saturday, that they really give their best. I'm sure that we find the right players for Saturday. So for that thing, there is belief and there is hope. We need the belief, and we need also the support. It's hard, and I can understand, but it starts again from nil on Saturday. And when we want to stay in the league, then we need a win on Saturday. And it's really more easier when we have the support of our fans. Yeah, and then we can be angry after the season when it's done, when we stay up, hopefully, but then we can speak about changes and about other things we should do in the future. But now we have to concentrate on two games, and we need the win, and it's much easier with the support in our backs.
Last one from me then, just on the team. Tom Lees looked as though he had picked up an injury. Is he available for tomorrow, and are there any other injuries that are going to rule players out?
No, there is no new injury, but Tom Lees, he has an MCL injury in his knee, so he is not available for the last two games.
But everybody else is okay?
Yes.
Or no new injury concerns anyway? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Andre. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Catherine. It's just come to Stephen from We Are Terriers.
Andre, a difficult question, I appreciate, but when you see the players with their tendency to sort of fall apart under pressure, as they have several times, how do you try and address that as a coach? What sort of messages do you give them? Is it something you can work on the training pitch? Is it a combination of things?
Yeah, there's a difference between the match day and the training session. The atmosphere is always nice and good when we prepare the training or when we go on the training pitch. Sometimes for me also a surprise, because normally you feel also pressure under the week when you're in such a situation, but I cannot agree that they feel pressure under the week. So it's maybe then on match day, but I also cannot tell you that so many players seem to me that they feel so much pressure. So it is pressure because many people lose when you get down, and so we train focused and we have a good atmosphere on the pitch today. We had a training session. They trained well today. So, and then it's on the players themselves, because I can tell them, and we have a lot of talks, you can be sure, and I know about these situation and to feel free, and but it's easier to say because they're different characters, and
it's people have wondered as well with the number of late goals that the side have conceded over the whole season, how much fitness has played a part. What would your observations on that be?
I think many times before we signed, maybe with previous manager, it was a theme because I said before 38 goals in the first half of the season. Now we together 74. It's a part of the whole thing, but it's not on me now to speak about the past, about mistakes in the past, because it would look like an excuse. I don't want to find excuses, and yeah, I can tell you maybe I also made mistakes, because maybe it would be much better to take clear decisions, because it was very early clear that we have special things in the team, and but you need calmness and the belief, and sometimes really the games when we started they played well. Yeah, they played well, and they show that it's possible, but you need the performance every match day, and it's for me never think about tactics maybe over the whole week, but it's a thing about self motivation. It's a passion. It's hard, and they need the attitude, and this is what I told many players in the last few weeks, and not just the last few days, when they want to take the next step in the future in their career. They need the attitude and the passion and every day, and the willingness to work defensively, the willingness to invest more, and but Ben, but without these things, you have never a chance to take a next step in your skill. So I hope some players, they did it really well, and that's also for me a positive. A player like Joshko Roma in the last few weeks, he was disappointed, but then we spoke really, really clear, and he showed reaction. Yeah, he should score, but he have chances every game, and he scored twice, and now he's maybe on a better way than before, and this is how it works. Yeah, have a good walk, have a good communication, and but then try your best, and don't think that you're much better than you really are.
That's all for me. Thanks, Andre.
Thanks.
Cheers, Stephen. We'll just come to Leon Wobshaw from the Yorkshire Post.
Hello, Andre. How are you? Have you had any experiences in your career in Germany you can draw from? You've been in similar situations and your team has pulled through.
Yes, I understand the question. I got the question many times. If I experienced such a situation, yes, I did. But I don't want to speak too much because really about the whole thing. Maybe there's time after the season to speak over the whole thing. But now we have to concentrate on the last two games, and. It must be clear that the performance from last week is absolutely unacceptable for everyone.
Yeah.
It should be also for the players and all the other conversations we hold after the season.
It's important for players, supporters, everybody. At the end of season, crazy things happen in football. Not just once, twice, many times. So something crazy could happen again in Huddersfield. Still have a chance.
Yeah, I believe, and I spoke today also to sport director Mark Cartwright and to Jake Edwards, CEO. They also have the belief, and the owner Kevin Nagel, he believes also in us. So,
yeah,
and we try to give and to prepare everything that the players are ready, and it worked sometimes, but. Once again, it's then on the players. They stand on the pitch and they have to show a reaction from last Saturday, because normally you should be angry. You should be angry because when you reflect the whole thing, it was easy to collect points. Yes, many things came together, the decisions, the referee, 6 points, but this is too easy. It's our job to collect the points, and but when you play like last week, I think every League 2 team would play better last Saturday than we in the last 50 minutes, and this is unacceptable because everyone wants to take the next step, maybe to play Premier League, but on that way, no chance.
This week has been probably more about observing the players, their attitude, their mentality, more than tactics. You know, it's important to see the character in the players and the fight in the players.
Yes, when you're at the bottom, you always say things like that. It's a normal thing, and this is what I do. We need attitude, we need the character, we need the willingness. We have a lot of players showed me the whole time. Yeah, it's not everything negative, but we have a lot of players. Gave their best and accept maybe also their quality, and they know what they can bring on the pitch, and this is what I like, and this is what we need. Yeah, when you're not I said it before, when you have not the highest quality, then you have to accept. But it's also possible. It's also possible to win games and to go up with not the best team. But when you have like look at Ipswich Town. Yeah, they promoted last season, and now they have the next chance. It's not a question of their quality, because I don't know the team, but they have to stay together, and they have a good philosophy on the pitch, and they are never offended when some player not on the pitch, and this is the team spirit you need. But it not works in 6 weeks. Maybe you have you for that you need a clear structure, you need a culture. And the identity, and but during a season, it's not possible to change.
And finally, you will pick the players with the strongest mentality, by the sounds of it, for Saturday.
Yes, for sure. I don't want to say with the strongest mentality. I try to find the right one for this game, and so it's clear we need changes, and we have one change for sure because of Tom Lees.
Yeah.
And then we wait up to Saturday, and all the other players and maybe not start on Saturday can show when they come in that it was a bad decision. But I hope that then they are angry and they can show their best performance.
Yeah, very best of luck, Andre.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Leon. We'll just come to Arif from ITV.
Hi, Andre.
Hi.
You said this game is do or die. How do you win a do or die game?
How do we win?
Yes.
Yeah. First of all, with the support of our fans in behind us, then with a high mentality, then how we won the other games. And when I reflect, maybe Watford, when I speak about Millwall, when I think about the Bristol game or the Leeds game, in all the games we showed a high intensity, team spirit, work together as a team, and then we know then it's difficult to beat us. But when you think that you only want to shine in offensively a situation, then you have never a chance to win. Okay, when you are Lionel Messi maybe and you have 35 goals and 33 assists, maybe then you can accept that he doesn't work backwards. But not when you have no end product like some of our players in the last few weeks. So we want to win with a clear plan, like every day, every week. We prepared the team, we hope to find solutions against Birmingham in their system, and maybe to find pockets and spaces that we should use on Saturday to win this game. But first of all, we need to work as a team in the defense to play a clean sheet.
What will your final message be to the players before they go out?
Yeah, I think about the final message maybe tonight or tomorrow morning.
And you're saying about how you want your players to be angry and you want to see their hurt and that pride that they want to put that performance right. From last week to this week,
the training performance was okay this week, and I don't want to see them angry. They should be angry after the last performance. It's a different thing, and normally it's not necessary to speak about a reaction, but we all can expect a reaction, and from all the people, from the coaching staff, from the players, and from all the people around the players. So the training week was okay, but last week we trained also well, and then the performance on the pitch was not the same like in the training. So that means that we also have to work under pressure. But for that we try to find the right players for this situation.
You said that the owner, the CEO, you believe that the club can stay up. Do the players believe that they can stay up?
Yeah, you have to ask the players for that. I'm sure that we have many, many players in the team. For example, Matty Pearson or Tom Lees, Michael Helig, defenders. There are some more players, Lee Nichols, the goalkeeper. But we have also some more players believe that it's possible, because for them it's really important, and they give everything for town, and they try to win this game on Saturday, and normally we had really games where after the games I could tell you that every player tried to give his best, and normally it's clear. I was a former player. You never lose because you want to lose. No, they want to win. But then you have to give the best, that everyone can see, okay, he runs for his life. And this is what we didn't make last Saturday, because you saw the goals, me, I saw the goals, everyone in the stadium, and you know what happened when we conceded the first goal, the second goal, and it can't be possible that we get a second goal, and all the three defenders have the longest way to run backwards because after the set piece and the goalkeeper plays a long ball and all the others stop running, and these three players they ran for their lives, and all the other players they didn't help, and then we concede, and then Tom Lees got his injury. Yeah, because some players stopped running, and this is unacceptable. I've never seen before, to be honest, and this is not what a team should show.
Just finally, is that the worst thing for you, the fact that players stopped running, that they stopped trying?
I don't know, but it looked like, yeah, when you watch the video, you saw the goal, or not. What do you think about the goals we conceded?
No, the question is, but is that the most annoying, frustrating part for you, is when you see the players stopping?
But you haven't you seen the goals?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think about the goals?
Tell me.
You haven't seen the goals.
Well, I've seen the goals.
Yeah, okay. And now? What is the right answer for you?
The players could have been better.
Okay. You're right.
But for the fact that you're saying that they didn't track, is that the most annoying thing for you?
But normally it's when you really have seen the goals, yeah, then it's not necessary to give me that question, because you have seen the situation. And then I cannot watch in their heads. I don't know if they stopped, if they thought about other things, if they have that, if they didn't realize the whole situation. I don't know. But when you watch the goals, then you see that three players ran back. Watch it again tonight, and then you see three players ran back, and the other waited and walked, but not ran for their lives. And this is unacceptable. And this is what the fans on the stands, they saw it. And this is also the reaction, and the right reaction, that they were angry. It's the same after the first goal. We lost the ball, stop running, counter-pressing, principles, clear principles over the whole season, counter-pressing, no, stop, no counter-pressing. And when you have on the pitch things like that, it's a question of attitude or a passion, then... Yeah, then it's hard because this is a thing of self-motivation, and then you have to find the right players do this.
How will you ensure that the team you pick will have that right attitude and mentality going into tomorrow's such an important game that tomorrow is?
Yes, once again, I can just repeat, we showed that in many games. But we need the behavior and the attitude in every game. So and this is what we always expect. We can accept mistakes. Yeah, it's football, and football is a mistakes game. No problem. Yeah, when you lose when you miss a chance or when you miss a pass, no problem. But run and win duels. You can do the whole 90 minutes. Yeah, sometimes you lose a duel, but try. So we didn't try to run for our lives, to play a clean sheet. It was clear, and so we have to find the players for tomorrow, and that we can see that they try their best from the first minute to the 90th.